Welcome to Sales Secrets, new shows daily. Subscribe now.
Yeah, so I'd love to just kind of start off with a quick intro. I'd love to hear who you are, you know, what your job title is and where it is that you work.
Absolutely. I have my own BD agency. So what I basically do is we have a team that helps a bunch of clients with their customer acquisition. So, you know, we run email drip campaigns. We'll do as well, like some calling. We'll close the deals for them. And one client of ours, which I've been working with for 3 years right now, basically I'm a consultant for them, but at the same time, I'm the head of sales. So I've been like, I've been the head of sales since now January. So I used to work with them all of last year, you know, using Seamless as the main, one of the main tools, basically to get some data, get some prospects and be able to basically do my own outreach and then be able to engage with customers. So what this client sells is basically quite unique is they sell esports advertising. So it's all about Twitch advertising, placements within like live streams, global events and so on. So it's definitely like an up and coming, I would say, industry. But one of the main challenges, of course, is finding the right people in the businesses that are interested in gaming and at the same time that would be interested in running a campaign with us. So I started using Seamless, I think it was June of last year. I used it only for 2 months, and I'll explain to you in a couple of seconds why. So when I started, like when we got the tool, we were about like, I think, 8 people within the team that I was part of using it. Some people were using it and some people were not using it. So the CEO basically decided to be like, you guys are not utilizing this well. We're going to basically like remove our license from it. I got appointed head of sales in January. And the first thing I said is like, I need Seamless back for everybody. So we got 8 licenses again. And I have, 7 people that I'm currently managing. We're hiring about another 4 right now for the end of the quarter. So our licenses should increase. And from that perspective, I've been last year been able to close a couple from just using it 2 months. I closed like 3 deals and they were worth 6 figures. And I believe if I was continuing to use Seamless like throughout the year, last year, I would have probably gone to like much more than that. So it was just definitely interesting. So I closed. So if I think the first camp, I mean, do you want annual like revenue or do you want just like the deal itself?
Yeah, whatever you want to share.
Okay, so the first campaign that was 20 on the recurring. So one of the deals I closed was a 20K per month campaign. The second one I closed was about 25K per month campaign. And then the third one I closed at the end of the year, that was, I believe, another 25K per month. If you multiply that, you can understand like what is the like annual spend. But that's basically the deals I basically was able to close right there. Like as I said, like I believe if I used the tool a bit longer, I would have been able to close much more. It's just such a shame that, you know, a lot of the people at the team were not utilizing it. The previous head of sales was not doing a very good job. And I guess this is why I got promoted to managing the sales team. And this is why I was like, we need to get Seamless back. So I'm super satisfied of Seamless. My agency, so my team, you know, we're like working with other clients. So this is a client, like a key account to me. I work with them very closely. I personally involve my time, but I don't involve much of my time with other clients. And my team has been using Seamless as well for other projects, you know, targeting e-commerce businesses, targeting as well, like, you know, I mean, we have a lot. We work with a lot of SaaS businesses. So it's been basically like using it a lot for our prospecting. And I mean, one of my colleagues that I want to basically do the same interview, one of the guys working with us, he's helped one of our SEO agencies, like a client of ours who's an SEO agency. I mean, he closed like over $500,000 last year probably with them. Wow. So again, great example. Us as an agency, we're recommending Seamless to basically our different partners and the people we work with. But we've been using it as well internally to do all of our prospecting. And of course, we use a couple of other tools. But by far, in terms of like US database, I would say Seamless is the best.
We are hiring here at Seamless.ai. That is right. We have over 850 positions open right now. Hundreds of SDRs, hundreds of AEs, 50 engineers across every department in the company. We're hiring nearly 850 positions this year. So if you want to work for Seamless.ai, help the world connect opportunity, apply at Seamless.ai/careers. Seamless.ai/careers. Seamless.ai/careers.
That's awesome. First off, congratulations. Massive success, right? Like you said, only 2 months, you know, at the esports company, plus all the time with your outsourced business development company. That's awesome. You know, before you found out about Seamless, you know, how were you guys kind of finding your leads?
To be very frank with you, we used some other platforms, but the reality is like we had like probably like I would say like we were using Apollo and we had like one license to be shared, for example, across a couple of people. And the other way was manual prospecting. So, you know, like just going onto LinkedIn, selecting the people, using like SalesQL, Lucia to get some numbers and like some emails, then inputting that information into like our email drip software, and then us, you know, either doing some calls or like having some of the BD reps do some calling for us. But it was like a very manual process, or like very lengthy process. And also, like, I would say it wasn't the most accurate. And sometimes, you know, like we would go and search to say 100 prospects. And out of those 100 prospects, when we input them into the system, like our email system that we use as reply, they would like directly tell us like a quarter of those of that data is not verified and is not accurate. So we'd basically be losing a lot of time looking for people and not finding their contact details, essentially. Tell us, like, literally, like, out of 100, it tells us, like, yeah, a good quarter of that is invalid. So we have to, like, remove them from the campaign, either re-prospect them, so, like, involve more time into it, or either just go, like, put them on the side and go look for more prospects that we have valid data for. So, again, like, you might put in a lot of effort in the week, like, being like, oh, I've got, like, 100 amazing prospects, and you reach out to 75 of them at the end of the day. So, and again, like, that's, like, if the emails were verified, and in terms of phone numbers, like, some of them, out of the 75, you would have half of the accurate numbers. So it just takes the pool of people you're speaking to, like, lower and lower and lower.
Mm-hmm. And with that, then, like, how did you come across Seamless? How did you hear about us to begin with?
Very interesting. I think, like, basically, like, in my BD business, like, we have our head of client development. We're doing some research regarding some tools that we could use to have a bit less, you know, like, heavy prospecting for our customers. And mm-hmm. you know, we spoke to ZoomInfo. ZoomInfo, these guys ask for so much money, like, it's crazy. I'm sure you hear this all the time. But all of last year, they tried to sell us like their solution. You know, the one that shows the intent feature, where they tell you, oh, we have marketing intelligence that shows you the intent. And because we're an agency, we could use that across a lot of clients. It could be justified very easily, but it just didn't make sense because of, I would say, like the data that was available. Again, when we asked them about what was that intent feature, like how do you define it? And the reality is, all they do is like they scrape the LinkedIn, they scrape some certain things. They see a post for somebody saying like, oh, I'm interested in like finding a digital marketing specialist. They would literally put an intent for digital marketing, even though the reality is like they're looking for somebody internal to do that for them, which doesn't show any intent at the end of the day. So I will definitely say it could have been a bit misleading. It's the price point was excessive. And even though they gave us like multiple offers, multiple discounts, I was like, this is not the business we're going to be able to move forward with, just because it doesn't make sense from a price perspective, but also from the data that's available. Mm-hmm. And I have some colleagues that use ZoomInfo. They're very happy with it, definitely, because they have enough data to go after. But one thing they'll say is like, if you try to do like more in-depth research, so like looking at, you know, softwares, technologies, looking at, you know, like what CRMs the businesses use, like some CRMs will have that information and some like tools will have that information. But for that, for us, like, for example, verticals within e-commerce, it was very hard to add keywords and stuff like that. So I would definitely say it was not tailored to our specific needs. And that's one of the main reasons why we didn't really use it. When everybody has quotas, when everybody has goals to reach, I'm like, you have a database with thousands of contacts. And the good thing about that business is that we operate globally. So I'll speak with some people in the US, some people in Singapore, some people like in the UK. Like, we're not limited by geography. You know, I'm just like, you guys have everything to go after. And I guess I was not, you know, managing that. So I was like, okay, it's none of my business. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to use the database I have access to. And amazing, you know, like doing a great job with it. But it's just such a shame that others didn't, but now like we picked it up like I think 3 weeks ago. So we got the 8 licenses, and as I said, like we're looking to scale this across more licenses, hopefully. And again, the more clients I get on my outsourced BD business, the more clients we're gonna recommend Seamless.
This show is sponsored by Seamless.ai, the world's best sales leads. Get direct dials, emails, and cell phones for anyone in seconds. Request an invite to join for free at Seamless.ai. That's Seamless.ai. Thanks for joining Sales Secrets. New shows daily. Subscribe now.